Welcome to Shomar Shavah and the Daf Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas Haim Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding at Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara in Mudalef, and one of the reasons why you cannot do a din on Erev Shabbos is because by Sunday the Dayan will forget what did he say on Friday. So the Gemara, but the Soifim write down what the Dayanim were saying. So the Gemara, even though the Soifim write it down, a person is going to know what he said, but he's not going to remember the understanding of what he said. Why? Libo de inshi inshi. And Rashi explains, what does it mean, libo de inshi inshi? The heart of a person, you don't write down. He knows what was his reasoning. Nishkach mi libo yeshuva letamo. The way he explained it, the real understanding of it, that he forgot. He's not going able to get to that understanding that he had originally. Now, what does it mean, the words libo de inshi inshi? The Pashut Pshat means that the heart of people is forgotten. I mean, people don't remember exactly what they said in their heart, even though they write it down. The Maharsha learns, and so bring the Teres Chaim, that what it means over here is, Libo de Inshi, Inshi means the heart of a person is a person. The same way a human being forgets things, the heart forgets things as well. And the Baal HaShem Lemeshiv in his Sefer Divrei Shol explains that it means a person has what he's saying. But then there's another whole human being with his heart. His heart not necessarily comes out and expresses himself through his mouth. Kivyochel, the person is two people. One is his heart, and then what he says outside. And his heart stays in the heart and not necessarily will come out. And he says, that's a pshat in the pasuk. Le'odom marchilev. An odom has his heart. I mean, that's one odom. Because Boch will take out to the words, will help him to express out some of what he has in his heart. But the heart itself is a standalone entity that not necessarily will come out. So even though you wrote down what he said, you don't know exactly what he had in his heart. Reuven Margolius over here in the Margolius Sayam, he brings a few sources. One source is the Sefer Degel Machane Ephraim. He brings the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that when a person says something, that part that he says, it's either a seventh or a tenth of what he has in his mind. Meaning, you cannot take out from what you have inside to the outside. Only a little bit, only a small portion really comes out to the outside and is only expressed outside very little. And he says, that's a pshat in the Pasuk in Mishli. Mishli says, Yefutsu mayasecha chutzo b'chorvus palagimayim. Your mayanis will come out, you'll have talmidim, you'll teach people. But yu lechol levadecho ve'in lezoi mitoch. There's a part that the Rebbe has in his heart is impossible to express it outside. It always stays inside. It's impossible to take out from the heart to the words things to be said. So Kol Shekin, when you write it down, it's not coming out the same way, because writing will be less than the Dibur, even less than the Dibur. And this is explained well by Rav Tzadik HaKohen in two places. I saw these two sources in the Sefer Yosef Das. One place is Rav Tzadik in the Likutei Ma'amarim Oyd Zayin. And he says the difference between Dibur and Ksiva is that when a person says, he brings out what he has in his heart. At least a portion of what he has in his heart comes out to his mouth. But when he writes down, he's not bringing out his Bina. He's bringing out only his Chachma. That's how the Rav Tzadik explains it. And he goes to explain more. When a person speaks, you can see, is the person upset? Is he happy? Is he determined? What exactly he means with his words? But when a person writes it, you just have the words itself. I don't know more than what he says. And he brings our Gemara. A person that can rewrite something, but he won't understand from what he wrote, what exactly was his Havana in these words. And Reb Tzadik in Machsheves Chorutz Ois Tezvov explains that that's the reason that Dvorin Shebaal Peh, you're not allowed to write it down. Why not? Because the words need to be said in a certain way. And writing it down takes it away. But then Reb Tzadik goes on to explain. He says, that was all before we got to the stage that we need to write Divrei Torah. But then once Chazal saw that the Torah needs to be written, so now that's the only way for us to bring Torah out. Because we can't rely on Torah Shebaal Peh on the words, so we need to do it through Ksiva. And then he goes on to bring the Sefer Chasidim and Simon Tafko Flamed and the Magid that told the B'Shezef that a person must write his Divrei Torah. Because that's the only way he can deliver the Torah on to the next generation. And who knows if that's not what he came to the world for, said the Reb Tzadik. Every person has a tafkid, and his tafkid is to bring out some Divrei Torah. And this Torah that he says, it may be that's the reason he's in the world. And the way we express it today is through Ksivo. So everybody has to write his Divrei Torah. So Al Kol Ponim, what we learn from this whole thing is, that what a person has in his mind, even when he says it, only a portion of it comes out. And when he writes it, even a smaller portion comes out. And that's the Shadon Gemara, Libadin Sheinchi. Whatever he had in his heart, it will never come out fully in Ksiva. It will come only portion in Dibur. And therefore, I cannot rely on the Ksiva. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.